Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for helping me celebrate our 18th anniversary. As I told you before, this is the end of the extra obnoxiousness. Today's the last day of our celebration, but I'm doing it because I'm proud that we made another cycle. We circled the track one more time. I'm kind of proud of that. I don't mind saying that. But I'm also doing this because I want to emphasize to you why it's important for you to recognize your milestones. Because your customers like it. They like hearing that the people they do business with are being successful, that they made it around the track one more time. Never underestimate that, folks. I've seen it over the years. So when your milestones come up, whatever it might be, an anniversary or whatever it may be, tell the world about it. It's not bragging. You survived another one. That's one of the ways I look at it. And somebody I think knows a little bit about that is our good friend Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen. Jay is Executive Vice President, Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor, and they're one of our customers, and we couldn't do without them. But Jay is a great marketplace mind. He's like me. His gray hair is not premature. He's been around a while, and I love hearing what he has to say. Jay Meeks, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Congratulations on 18 years. Man, hard to believe. We've been a part of that for 12 or 13, right?
That's exactly right, and we appreciate it. We really appreciate it, and on behalf of my customers, our customers, our small business owners, we thank you for your abiding support. So, Jay, you're out there, you're across the country, you got sales organizations all over the country talking to people. They got their ear to the ground. What are you hearing? What are they telling you?
Well, one thing I think has come through loud and clear is that, you know, we're kind of getting this new normal we keep talking about where we don't get the robust growth, we get the 2%.
Right.
Supposed to feel good about that. But what I've seen is the entrepreneur, you just can't hold the entrepreneur, small business entrepreneur back. They're going to find a way and innovate, you know, create all the things that we know are fantastic about the entrepreneurs in America. And so our business is, you know, has seen an uptick. We've done the same thing. We've had to innovate and create. And I believe in the long term it'll show up. But right now it's just it's kind of steady as you go, nice and slow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Jay, I don't know about you, but I suspect you're like me, and other folks are probably like this. Whenever things aren't the best, sometimes that's when we're the most creative, isn't it?
Right. No, I think that's absolutely true. I think the adversity. I'm not talking about the adversity of a financial meltdown like we had back in.
Right.
You know, but the adversity of just the marketplace. The marketplace is moving under your feet, whether you know it or not. And if it's if you're standing still, you're falling behind. And the folks that listen to this program, I'm sure, are the type that are looking to stay ahead of that curve. And that's why it's important for entrepreneurs to stay on the edge, you know, stay out there and understand that with the gains that you get, the risk is involved. Without risk, there's no gain. Well, I've looked at it over the years.
Yep. Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, one of the things that I've predicted would happen and that I think you're seeing right now is that as a result, one of the silver linings in all this is companies that have survived have learned how to operate their business better. They paid down their debt, their balance sheets, and their financial situations. I believe small business financial condition is better than it's ever been right now. What do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, we did a little project not long ago about lending to small business. We polled our clients. And to a great extent, they don't need the money.
That's right.
I mean, they're operating.
They don't want a loan,
and they don't want it exactly. So that's a good thing. But you know, it's a chicken and the egg deal here, Jim. You know, my dad told me it's great if I save, but it's bad if everybody saves. we have a savings society right now. We're at the highest savings rate.
What the deal is at 2% we don't want a loan. At 4% we have to have a loan.
That's a good point.
In terms of growth, that's the problem. We're missing half of our economy right now.
Exactly. No question.
And so at 2%, we can fund 2% growth out of retained earnings.
Right.
But that's can't fund 4% growth out of retained earnings. We got to bar money.
I've got an opportunity to spend some time with prominent bankers here in Houston, and you know, a few years ago they were talking about low interest rates to create loan demand, and, and the comment was there is no loan demand.
Mm-hmm.
You can lower it to one to zero, right?
Right.
And so you got to have loan demand before you can make loans.
And what's crazy is the interest rates have never been this low in anybody's lifetime.
It's amazing.
I mean, what a great time. Wouldn't it be a great time if the economy were growing, even if rates went up a little bit, even if prime got to, you know, got up to 4 or 5 or so. Right now it's at 3. Even if it got to 4 or 5, that would be still low interest rates. Small businesses can make money with that.
Absolutely. They should be able to get better than a 4% return what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
5%.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, but, you know, that's where we are, and everybody's had to adapt to it. And I think most of the successful ones have, mm-hmm. at least the ones we see. We talk to a lot of companies that are growing rapidly. So it's still happening out there. We just don't celebrate it enough, Jim. We don't celebrate enough
that's right.
for the success. In America now, you get punished for success. And that's just, that's bad. That's wrong.
Well,
success is born out of perseverance and hard work. It's not an accident.
That's right. Well, one thing that Americans don't like, we don't like being held back.
Nope.
And we don't like feeling like, as you said, that there's something wrong with being successful. And mm-hmm. and all of that is part of what holds the economy back, isn't it? Just the Main Street economy is an emotional beast, isn't it?
Yes, and you don't. When you sit there and you beat on that beast and tell it don't stick your head up, all of a sudden they get under the covers and they're still growing. You just don't know about it.
But your company is growing because you're seeking the best companies, and I think there are more of those best companies today than there were 8 years ago.
I believe that's true. On the flip side of that, though, there's not enough business being created.
That's the problem.
That to grow up to be good business.
That's exactly right. That's gonna hit us in about 4 or 5 years, I think.
I hope it turns around, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some effort going in that area, but
this next election is going to be a big deal, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I'll leave it there, Jim.
Yeah, I hear you. Insperity.com, insperity.com, right?
If you say so.
insperity.com. That's the website, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Meeks and I will be right back. I'm going to get Jay to talk to us a little bit about what it's like to manage a sales organization in an economy like this. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.